一起先低头祷告。
Let us pray.
因此我哋感谢你。
Gracious Lord, we thank you.
因为你系为我哋信心创始成终嘅主。
Because you are the beginning and the end of our faith.
感谢你喺呢个地方成就咗36年嘅大事。
We thank you for you have accomplished your purpose among us in these past 30 years.
感謝你在當中借著這個教會將你的福音大大傳揚出去。
Thank you for spreading your gospel through this church.
主啊，當我們今天晚上再一次打開你聖經的話語的時候，
Have you opened your word again tonight?
求你再一次將一個屬靈的信心賞賜給我們。
We pray that you would awaken us in our spirit.
讓我們在裡面聽見主你自己的話。
That we may hear your word spoken.
亦都能够重新在你面前领受新的意象。
So that we may again see a new vision that you have set before us.
我们今天的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们中国人经常都说万事起头难。
Now we Chinese say that in all tasks and every task, the beginning is always the most difficult.
无论是移民又好，侍奉又好，我们读书又好，工作又好。
Okay, whatever you do, immigration here, whether you're in school, whether you're in ministry, the first beginning is always difficult.
我们今天在旧约圣经里面看到一个美好的历史的见证。
Okay, we also see the examples of this in the history of the New Testament in this, of the Israelites.
我们在历史里面因着一个人看见一个的异象。
Okay, through one man, we see the vision that God has set for him.
因为他看见
because he saw,
因为他等候
because he waited,
亦都因为他的行动
also because he acted,
最后将神的工作建造起来
and then he was able to accomplish the work that God has given him to do.
这个人今天我们所读的就是、尼希米
and that man is Nehemiah.
尼希米、他的名字的意思是耶和华是安慰
Nehemiah's name has a meaning. It means the Lord God is comfort.
对于这群被掳的人来讲特别重要
okay, it's a special meaning and significance to these Jewish people who had just returned well not just returned they had returned from the exile for over 100 years
我们看见尼希米是一个回忆录、
okay, when we look at the book Nehemiah you may see it's a memoir
所以全卷书都用第一人称来讲
the entire book of Nehemiah is in the first person
我们知道以色列人的历史当中有三次的被掳
now we know that Jewish history three times they were exiled
因为他们离开了耶和华神的命令
because they have departed they have rebelled against the command of God
在这三次被掳之后也有三次的归回
now after three exiles they also had three return from the exiles
我们在当中看见、主前536年由所罗巴伯带领他们差不多50,000人回到耶路撒冷这个地方
The first return was under Zerubbabel in 536 BC
主前457年以斯拉带领他第二群的犹太人回到
And then the second return from the exile is under Ezra's leadership in 457
主前445年当这个消息传到去波斯王宫的当中
Okay, again in 445 when the news was reached in Persia
尼希米听见这个消息的时候被感动第三次带领人回归到耶路撒冷
Nehemiah heard the report from Jerusalem and he was so touched he led the third return of the exiles
我们刚才所读的圣经里面他就讲尼希米工作的地方在波斯王苏珊城的王宫当中
okay, if you look at verse 1 it tells us that Nehemiah at the time was in the palace in Susa it's a Persian palace
他是作王酒政的
Now, he was like cupbearer of the Persian king
尼希米告诉我们神藉着尼希米修建耶路撒冷的城墙
The book of Nehemiah reminds us that God used Nehemiah to lead the rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem
不单止他建造神的城墙最重要的神透过他建造神的子民
Not only did he rebuild the wall of Jerusalem but even more important that he rebuilt the people of God
我们问为什么神能够用尼希米这个人呢
We might ask,How could God use a man like Nehemiah?
我们在这里可以看到几点。
There are a few things that we can see.
第一点，我们从第一、第三节里，第一到第三节看见。
Verses 1 to 3, it tells us that Nehemiah saw the needs.
当尼希米听见那些从耶路撒冷回来的弟兄报告。
Okay, when Nehemiah heard the report from Jerusalem.
我们看见尼希米有三方面的反应。
You see, we can see that Nehemiah had three responses.
是非常值得我们注意的。
It's worthy of a notice.
他怎样能够看见需要呢?
How was he able to see the needs?
第一个，我哋睇见第二节里边话俾你听，因为佢问。
Because he asked, we can see that in verse 2.
圣经就话俾你听，佢问他们那些被掳归回、剩下逃脱嘅犹太人喺耶路撒冷嘅光景。
Verse 2 tells us that I questioned them, Nehemiah asked and questioned the people from Jerusalem.
他问有关于同胞的光景。
He was asking about the conditions of his fellow countrymen.
他问因为他关心同胞的需要。
He asked because he was concerned with the needs of his fellow.
因为关心所以他问。
Because he concerned, was concerned, therefore he questioned and asked.
我有一个七岁大的男仔。
I have a son, 7 years old.
我又发觉最近佢非常之多嘅问题。
I found out that he has a lot of questions recently.
我个仔非常关心佢爸爸。
My son was very concerned about his father.
每次都问我去边度啊。
He always asks dad, where are you going?
几时翻嚟啊？
When are you coming home?
开咩车啊？
What are you driving?
点解用呢个电脑啊？
Why are you using this computer?
点解唔用呢个电脑啊？
Why don't you use the other one?
比我太太更加清楚我要做啲乜嘢。
He knows more about me than my wife does.
Yeah. 好多时候啊，我哋睇唔见需要，或者系因为我哋缺少去问。
A lot of times we don't see the needs because we don't ask.
呢个系尼希米睇见俾我哋睇一件啊，第一个我哋可以学习得到嘅。
This is what Nehemiah can teach us.
第二，我哋睇见第三节话俾我哋听，佢
The second thing why he was able to see the need is in verse 3, he heard.
Yeah, 佢睇见需要，因为佢听。
He see the need because he heard too.
佢问。仲去听。
He asked and then he heard.
他说那些被掳归回剩下的人在耶路撒冷遭大受凌辱。
Verse 3, they said, those who survived the exile are back in the province are in great trouble and disgrace.
并且耶路撒冷的城墙被毁，城门被烧。
And the wall of Jerusalem is broken down.
他细心去听同胞的需要。
He listened carefully to the needs of his fellow countrymen.
往往我哋冇意象，因为我哋听得唔够，听得唔够。
A lot of times we don't have a vision in front of us because we don't hear enough.
我哋好喜欢去讲，但系我哋唔系。
To open our mouth and talk.
但系我哋唔系好喜欢去听。
We don't like to listen to.
好多时候神用我哋身边嘅环境对我哋去说话。
A lot of times God uses the circumstances around us to speak to us.
我记得啱啱五月份，我去参加我哋学校嘅一个弟兄嘅毕业典礼。
I remember in May I attended a brother's graduation.
参加到一半就有一个电话打嚟。
Oh, in the middle of the graduation, I got a call.
我就走出去听啦。
So I had to leave the ceremony, the auditorium outside to pick up the phone.
Yeah, 有一个弟兄打嚟，喺东岸嚟嘅一个弟兄打嚟。
A brother from the East Coast called.
佢话我啱啱有个侄仔，寻日喺学校自杀死咗。
He told me that he has a nephew who committed suicide yesterday.
这个弟兄他非常之耐，因为他带他来美国读书。
This is really a hit for the brother because this brother brought the nephew to this country for schooling.
所以剩下整个毕业典礼的时间，我就在这里听他分享他心里面的难过。
So for the rest of the graduation, I wasn't in the auditorium, I was talking to him on the phone and I listened to all his pain.
虽然已经夜晚了，我不能够做什么。
Well, you know, it was late at night, there's not a whole lot I can do.
但是弟兄分享说，多谢你听我的分享。
But he said to me, thank you for listening.
所以我们看见聆听是非常需要的。
Listening is so necessary and important.
这个也是尼希米里面给我们的榜样，他愿意去听。
This is the second thing Nehemiah can teach us. He was willing to listen.
我们看见第三点。
And then the third thing.
要去睇。
We have to see.
佢有意象。
He has vision.
因为佢问。
Because he asked.
因为佢愿意去听。
Because he's willing to listen.
最后佢亦都愿意打开佢嘅眼去睇。
And finally, he was willing to open his eyes to see.
请问你哋读呢段经文嘅时候，佢睇见啲咩咧？
When you look at these few verses, what did he see?
其实佢咩都睇唔到啊。
Actually, he didn't see anything.
按住佢肉体嘅眼睛嚟讲啊。
With these physical eyes on his face,
其实他什么都看不到。
He couldn't see anything.
请问你今晚你看见什么？
What can you see tonight?
尼希米在这里看见神一幅的图画。
What Nehemiah saw was a picture that God has painted for him.
就係神所愛耶路撒冷當時候嘅光景到底係點樣樣。
It was a picture of Jerusalem, the Jerusalem that God loved.
我哋睇見當中有一個嘅需要。
You can see there's a need there.
一個願意去聆聽嘅耳。
A person who has willing ears to listen.
一個願意向神打開嘅心。
A heart that is willing to be open to God.
这个就产生了一个的异象。
It will produce a vision.
最后这个异象改变了以色列人的历史。
And then this vision changed the history of Israel.
到底建造城墙为什么这么重要呢？
Why is it so important to rebuild the wall?
因为在神的面前有一个属灵的意义。
Because in God's eye, there's a spiritual significance.
当然我们知道城墙是为了保护的工作。
Because city wall is for national defense.
这个城墙也为了復興過去聖殿的榮美。
But this wall is also for the purpose of renewing the former glory.
因為耶路撒冷是他們宗教、經濟、政治的中心。
Jerusalem was at the core, at the center of the nationhood, national identity and welfare.
最重要的，這段聖經也告訴你，重建城牆，讓他們能夠再一次被分別出來，不受凌辱。
Rebuilding the wall so that these people again will no longer suffer disgrace from other people.
因为一章第三节就告诉我们，犹太人犹大省里面遭大难，受凌辱。
Take a look at verse 3. It says the gates have been burned down, the wall is broken, and the people are in trouble and disgrace.
二章十七节也告诉我们，当尼希米呼吁他们起来一起去建造的时候。
Second chapter verse 17, when Nehemiah called the people and encouraged them to rise up and rebuild.
他说城墙让我们从外邦人这些偶像的当中再一次被分别出来。
Nehemiah said that let's raise this wall again so we will no longer be in disgrace.
所以城墙有一个分别的意思在他们的面
前。 See, the wall has a significance of segregating, separating.
所以我们看见尼希米的异象有什么特点呢？
Now, what is a special characteristic of Nehemiah's vision?
所以我睇见异象唔一定系咩超自然嘅事情。
Vision does not necessarily have to be supernatural。
唔系一定今日你出去有一个咩大嘅光照喺你嘅面前，呢个就系异象。
Special light shining on you from heaven。
异象通常系根据一个需要而嚟。
Vision usually follow a need。
神将呢一个负担放喺人嘅心中。
God places a burden, a desire in people's heart。
异象亦都一定跟神嘅心意有关。
Vision is also related to the heart and the will of God。
跟神嘅角度有关。
It follows related closely to the kingdom of God。
牧师刚才讲到喺 Kansas 里边，唔单止系牧养教会。
Pastor earlier mentioned that Pastor Lee Reverend Lee not only pastor a church in Lawrence。
我哋仲有一个中文福音电台嘅侍奉。
They have a Chinese radio ministry.
我哋喺2001年开始。
Starting in 2001。
我哋睇见美国嘅广播局吓，俾一个机会嗰啲非牟利机构去申请呢个电台嘅牌子。
In that year, FCC gave permission for non-profit organizations to do radio ministry like that.
我们看见在美中很多的教会都没有传道人，都没有牧师。
A lot of Midwest churches has no pastors.
所以我们看见藉着福音可以24小时的带给他们福音，也可以建造他们的生命。
We saw the vision that through radio broadcasting we can minister to many 24/7.
所以我们在这十几年里面建立了六个的电台在美中。
So in the past 15 years we established 6 radio stations.
我们就看见在尼希米的异象的当中，
We can see the vision that Nehemiah had.
当他有异象的时候，他反应是什么呢？
When he had a vision, how did he respond?
我们在这里看见，
We can see here.
Yeah, 第一章第四节，
the beginning of verse 4.
他的心被推动，
His heart will be motivated.
他说我听见这话就坐下哭泣悲哀几日。
When I heard these things, I sat down and wept for some days. I mourned and fasted.
我哋睇见一个大男人吓，唔会无缘无故咁喊几日。
A macho man, he wouldn't for no reason start to cry and weep.
呢个尼希米呢个大男人，佢唔系喊几分钟。
You know this man Nehemiah, I mean, he was no weeping the sissy. I mean, he didn't weep for a few minutes.
喊咗幾日。
He wept for days.
呢個係咩嘅反應呢？
What kind of response is this?
因為佢嘅心被感動。
Because his heart was moved.
有一個強烈的感動。
That's a strong response.
因為他 聽見同胞的需要。
Because he heard the needs of his fellow countrymen.
我們記得2008年的時候。
We remember 2008.
當我們聽見這個四川地震的時候。
When we heard of the earthquake in Sichuan.
我們同樣有這樣的難過。
We also had that sadness in our heart.
為什麼呢？
Why?
因為這個人最基本的反應，突然間看見有這麼多人離開這個世界。
Because the basic response of a human heart, suddenly so many lives were lost.
因為我看見這個是我們自己的同胞。
Because we heard and knew that they are our fellow countrymen.
這個是我們所熟悉的地方所發生的事情。
It happened in a place that we are familiar with.
對尼希米來說，
這
個也是一個更深層次的意義。
And there's an even deeper level of significance.
就是一個屬靈層面的意義。
There's a spiritual level.
他看見以色列人受凌辱。
Because he saw that his own fellow Jews are being disgraced and being ridiculed.
他看見神的心意還未成就。
He said that he knew that the heart and purpose of God has still not been accomplished.
所以他難過。
So he was so saddened.
所以他喊。
So he wept.
所以他喊了幾日。
And he wept for days.
如果尼希米是一個年輕人的話，
If Nehemiah were a young man,
或者他比較衝動，
maybe he was just too compulsive,
或者他是一個感情用事的人，
maybe he was just too emotional.
但我們知道尼希米不是一個年輕人，
But we know that Nehemiah was no young man.
他是事業有成的人，
I mean, he was quite accomplished in his career.
他是一個非常有地位的人，
I mean, he has quite social standing, quite a high social standing.
一章十一節都告訴他，他是一個作王酒政的人。
Verse 11 tells us that he was a cupbearer to the king.
聖經歷史又告訴你，那個王吃些什麼都要經過他。
You know, whatever the king drinks or eats has to go through him.
所以他老闆非常之相信他。
So he was a well-trusted person.
所以尼希米一定不是一個感情用事的人。
So we know that Nehemiah was no emotional wreck.
所以一個有權。
A person who has such authority.
有錢。
He has such wealth.
有地位，
has such position,
生活固定的人，
has such stability in life,
他在這個時候被神感動。他對神的家的需要發出一個的熱情。
So he has such passion for the need of God's household.
他就將他的心完完全全的投進去。
So he put he invested his entire heart to it.
請問今天你讀了神的話語的時候，
I ask you, you have studied the word of God tonight.
你看見神的家裏面有需要的時候，
When you see the need of the household of God,
你有沒有被感動過？
Don't you get moved?
你有沒有衝動過？
Don't you get compelled?
你有沒有流淚過？
Haven't you wept?
尼希米他看見，
Nehemiah saw.
尼希米他的心就動起來。
And the heart of Nehemiah was moved.
最後尼希米帶出一個的行動。
And then finally, Nehemiah acted.
所以第三點。
And then the third point.
第四到第十一節。
Verses 4-11.
所以看見尼希米的生命有了異象的時候。
We can see that in the life of Nehemiah when he had a vision.
第四到第十一節就告訴你，帶出一個行動在他的生命的當中。
Verses 4-11, it tells us how Nehemiah responded according to that vision.
沒錯，尼希米聽見需要的時候，第一個反應就是喊。
Of course, his first reaction was he wept.
但感謝神，他沒有一直喊下去。
But we thank God that he just did not keep weeping.
請問他第二件事作什麼？作什麼？
What did he do after he wept?
他第二件事所做的事情就是禱告在神的面前。
He prayed before God of heaven.
第四節就告訴我們聽。
Verse 4 tells us.
他在天上的神面前禁食祷告。
He fasted and prayed before the God of heaven.
我们想想。
You think about it.
其实尼希米。
Actually, Nehemiah.
他有钱。
He has wealth.
有地位。
He has social standing.
有身份。
He has status.
他看见需要。
And he saw the needs.
其實他可以先想想辦法，
Actually, he can think of some way out of it.
用一下他的聰明，
Maybe he can use his own, smart.
請他的有權有位的朋友幫一幫他。
Maybe he can ask some of his powerful friends to help him.
真的等到走投無路的時候，
you know, when he really got no way out,
先禱告先不遲了，
Maybe at that time when there's no human way out that he can pray.
但我哋睇见尼希米系一个注重祷告嘅人。
And we can see that he's a man who play all his emphasis and focus on prayer.
所以到祷告对尼希米嚟讲唔系一个最后嘅办法。
See, prayer is not the last resort for Nehemiah.
祷告对于尼希米嚟讲系完完全全嘅连贯喺佢嘅生活嘅当中。
To Nehemiah, prayer is such a central, indispensable part of his life.
因为我们看见尼希米这卷书实在是一卷祷告的书信。
When we read Nehemiah, it's actually a book of prayer.
你知道尼希米整卷书有406节。
There are 406 verses in the entire book of Nehemiah.
祷告的经文就有46节这么多。
46 of those verses talks about prayer.
有解经家计算一下。
And some Bible commentators, did a little calculation.
祷告就占了全卷书的11%这么多。
11% of the verses in this book is about prayer.
所以我们看见尼希米的祷告，有些祷告长。
So we can see how Nehemiah was a man of prayer.
他有些祷告长，有些祷告是短。
Some of his prayers are long, some are short.
有些是公开的祷告，有些是个人的祷告。
Some are public, some are private.
有一些是默默的祷告，有一些是大声呼喊的祷告。
Some are prayer in silence, but some are prayer shouted out.
所以我们今天看第一章的时候，我们发觉尼希米记以祷告来开始。
So we can see in verse chapter 1 that he started his mission with prayer.
但是同样我们看见尼希米记也是用祷告来结束。
We also see that also he ended his mission with prayer.
Yeah, 因为你看见13章31节。
Because when you look at chapter 13, verse 31,
当整卷书去结束的时候，
at the very end of this book,
尼希米就作了一个祷告来结束。
Prayer was also in the last verse.
所以我们问，为什么我们不先做事情先祷告呢？
So we might ask, how come we don't start working first and then pray?
从尼希米的里面我们看见。
Because we can learn from Nehemiah.
好，如果他会动的话，我按一下。我们看见第一点，祷告帮助我们能够更清楚从神而来的意象。
Because prayer can clarify, make it even more clearer the vision.
祷告帮助我们能够有一个更柔软的心去回应神的意象。
Prayer also make a heart even more malleable to God.
第三，我们都看见祷告能够帮助我们能够全心全意去信靠神，而不靠自己。
Prayer allow us to trust totally in God.
第四，我们都祷告看见祷告亦都是属灵的真战最重要的武器。
Also, prayer is the most important weapon, the most important weapon that we have in spiritual warfare.
所以我们看见尼希米从神面前得着异象。
So we can see that Nehemiah received a vision from God.
他看见这个异象就是一个属灵的真战放在他面前。
We can see that the vision that he has, the task in front of him is a spiritual battle.
所以他用祷告 来开始他的侍奉，开始他的工作。
So even before he began his work, he prayed.
所以我们看见尼希米的祷告有几个的特点。
So we can see there's some special focus that we can find from his prayer.
第一章第四节里面告诉我们受苦的心。
In the beginning of verse 4, we can say that it's a heart that mourned.
我们看见他的祷告有一个受苦的心志。
He has a heart who is willing to suffer.
他用禁食祷告来到神的面前，完完全全的投入，连吃饭都没有时间。
He fasted and prayed.
我感谢神，我们教会的祷告是星期三夜晚。
I thank God that the Lawrence Church, the Reverend Lee Pastor, and has a prayer meeting on Wednesday.
我看见好几位弟兄，他们经常都没有吃饭就来到祷告会。
Good number of his brothers in his church fasted that night and prayed together.
甚至我看见有一位弟兄，他经常放工的时候，他都没有时间吃饭来到祷告会。
I know there's a brother after work, he didn't even have time to eat, but he would come to pray.
令我做传道人的非常之感动。
I was really touched. I, as a preacher, was really touched by these brothers.
尼希米的祷告有一个受苦的心。
Nehemiah's prayer showed us that he was willing to suffer.
我们看见尼希米的祷告第二个特点，也是第五节，他用敬拜来开始。
And also in verse 5, it tells us that he began with worship in his prayer.
敬拜的当中，让我们能够遇见神。
He, in our prayer, allow us to see God.
他说第五节，耶和华天上的神，你是大而可畏的神。
Verse 5 tells us that God of heaven, the great and awesome God,
你向爱你守你诫命的人是守约施慈爱。
Who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and obey his commands.
所以他的敬拜祷告表明神是那位崇高的神。
So in his prayer, he worships, affirming that God is a great and awesome God.
他是一位大而可畏的神。
He is a God worthy of our fear.
配得我们一切的敬拜跟侍奉。
Worthy of our reverent worship.
守約施慈愛的神，
亦
都表示呢個我哋禱告嘅神，佢樂意將佢嘅恩典賜俾佢哋嘅子民。所以我哋禱告嘅時候，需要認識神嘅本性。認識神嘅本性有咩咁重要呢？
What is such important about knowing the attribute and character of God?
我們的禱告就不會妄求。
Because when we know God's character and attribute, we would not ask beyond what God allows us.
尼希米他知道神的心意。
Nehemiah knows the heart of God.
尼希米他知道神的應許是什麼。
Nehemiah knows the promise of God.
所以尼希米可以敬拜神的自己。
That's why Nehemiah can worship God.
有人說得很好，他說工作使人疲累。
A lot of people say, some people say very, very correctly, he said, work give us, tire us.
敬拜卻使人更新。
But worship renew us.
如果你只是每日每日工作的话，
if you just keep working every day,
没有神在你的生命的当中，
if God is not in your life,
难怪你的生命非常之累。
No wonder you're so tired.
如果你祷告用敬拜来进入的话，
but if we use worship to enter into prayer,
尼希米就俾我哋嘅榜样，神会更新我哋嘅生命。
Nehemiah give us the example that God renews us。
继续我哋睇落去第六到第七节，承认自己嘅罪。
Six and seven reminds us that prayer involves confession of sins。
佢唔单受苦嘅心，唔单用
Not only he have a heart who is willing to suffer，
唔单只用敬拜嚟开始。
Not only he begins with worship，
亦都睇见人嘅罪喺佢嘅当中。
He also see human sinfulness。
尼希米在祷告的当中看见自己，
Nehemiah saw himself in his prayer.
我们看见他的认罪是非常的认真，不随便。
We can see how serious he was in his confession.
他谦卑自己是神的仆人。
He humbled himself as a servant before God.
他的父家都有罪。
He said, my father's house.
他看见以色列人的历史的当中，他们离弃神的话语。
When they look at the history of Israelites, they say, we have left you, we have gone astray from you.
我不知道你从他的祷告的当中有没有一个这样的感觉。
I don't know if you feel this in his prayer.
有一个的无助感。
A sense of helplessness.
好像在里面看见告诉神听，我没有力量。
As if he's saying, God, there's no strength in me.
我也没有办法。
There's no way out for me.
或者我们的祷告需要有这种的感觉。
I think in our prayer, we need to come to God with that helplessness.
其实我们很多时候祷告都忘记了这两件事情。
A lot of times we forget these when we pray.
来到神的面前去敬拜。
We go to God and pray.
去在神的面前认清我们的罪。
Confessing our sins before God.
我们祷告的时候，很多时候就报告事情。
A lot of times we go to prayer meeting, we just report.
讲完就走。
No, we just tell God a few things and then we leave.
我们继续看下去。
And then verse 8 to 9.
我们看见他都捉住神的应许。
He took hold of the promise of God.
他里面看见神的应许，对于愿意归向神的时候，
He took hold of God's promise that those who will return to the Lord,
神就一定会赦免他们。
God will certainly forgive them.
所以他祷告不单只有自己的话，
So not only did he have his own words in his prayer,
他也都捉紧神自己的应许。
He also took hold of God's promise.
十到十一节。
And verse 10 to 11.
我亦都祷告，佢嘅祷告结束嘅时候，都有一个盼望行动。
How he ended his prayer with looking forward, expectation of action.
第十一节就话俾我哋听。
Verse 11 tells us.
佢结束嘅时候，佢话求你使仆人现今恨痛。
Give your servant success today.
现今恨痛就是一个带着盼望的祷告。
See, success today, that means he pray with expectation.
神就愿意为他去工作。
That God will work on his behalf.
神就为他的困难而开路。
And God will open the way for him to be out of his difficulty.
我们的祷告需要带着行动。
See, our prayer needs to be accompanied with action.
我哋唔单止祷告咩都唔做。
Not just pray and do nothing.
亦都唔系祷告然后让其他人去做。
And not pray and let somebody else does.
为牧师祷告，求主赐俾佢力量。
No, but pray that God will grant him strength.
Yeah.神鼓励我们参与在这个事工的当中。
不
知道你有没有唱过一首的诗歌。
I don't know if you ever sung this hymn.
我听过 有一个牧师就这么说。
A pastor once said,
这首歌叫献上活祭。
He said,
献上活祭。
Offering a living sacrifice.
副歌里面这么
说。In the chorus, it says,
他说耶稣主耶稣。
Jesus, my Lord Jesus.
求用我一生。
Use me with my whole life.
有一次有一个姊妹唱完这个副歌的时候，
A sister sang this chorus one time.
她转过身来。
And then he turned around.
对着她的丈夫唱。
And then he sang that to her husband.
耶稣主耶稣，求用我先生。
And she sang to the husband, he said, Jesus, Lord Jesus, use my husband.
Yeah, 求神帮助我们，当我们祷告的时候，求主去使用我们。
May God, may the Lord help us that when we pray, that it is us who is being offered as a living sacrifice.
所以感谢神，尼希米的祷告以敬拜去开始。
So we thank God that Nehemiah's prayer begins with worship.
他承认在神面前的罪过。
He confessed his sins before God.
承认他在神面前的软弱。
He confessed his weakness before God.
他亦都捉紧神的应许。
He also took hold of the promise of God.
盼望神的行动。
And he was expecting that God will work.
不知道你刚才读这一段的经文的时候。
And you study this passage.
我发觉尼希米记第一章。
The first chapter in Nehemiah.
很特别。
Very special.
开始的时候他这么
说。At the beginning he says,
亚达薛西王二十年。
The 20th years of other. What the heck? I know his name. Arthursis.
广东话比较好读啲啊。
Too much rice is sticking in my tongue.
好，唔该晒。哦 ，OK。佢话基流月，我在苏珊城嘅宫中。
In the month of Kislev, I was in the citadel of Susa.
然后到第十一节嘅时候。
Ahasuerus, and then in verse 11.
佢就话我系作王酒政嘅。
He said I was a cupbearer of the king.
我发觉呢段话好特别。
I find that these words are rather strange.
你睇下呢两句话嘅中间到底发生咩事情
？You see what happened between these two lines?
其实。应该是讲到他在皇宫当中所发生的事情。
It happened when he was in the palace.
是不是他在苏珊城的宫中。
In the first verse, he was in Susa.
然后他介绍他的工作。
And then he expressed himself, this is what I do at the end.
Yeah, 所以比较 make sense, 中间应该是讲到他在里面的工作。
So he should be talking about what he was doing in the palace.
应该讲到他身处的地方所发生的事情。
I mean, he should have said what happened while he was in the palace.
但我哋睇见喺呢两句话嘅中间，佢系领受神嘅异象嘅一个嘅开始。
It was the beginning of him receiving the vision from God.
我哋睇见或者我哋可以咁讲，2016年嘅九月。
Look at it, September 2016.
我喺芝加哥呢个地方。
I'm here in Chicago.
可能你最后结束嘅时候。
Perhaps at the end now.
我是做工程师的。
You may say I'm an engineer.
我是做学生的。
You may say I'm a student.
我是做父母的。
You may say I'm a parent.
我们想一下在这两句话的中间。
You think about in between these two lines.
到底你经历了什么呢？
What did you experience?
盼望我们能够在这里再一次经历神的异象。
I trust that you experience a vision from God.
求神复兴我们的生命。
Ask God to renew my life, your life.
参与在神的事工的当中。
That you would participate in the ministry of God's word.
我们一起低头，我们做一个结束祷告。
Let's pray together.
因住当我们安静在你面前的时候。
Precious Lord, as we remain silent before you.
主啊，求你再一次用你的话语向我们说话。
We ask that your word will continue to speak to us.
感动我们。
Touching us and motivating us.
帮助我们。
Help us.
让我们能够看见。
Allowing us to see.
你当初你的仆人
and your servant Nehemiah
怎样看见你国度的需要
how he saw the need of your kingdom
怎样他在你面前透过祷告
how through prayer before you
委身他自己在你的面前
committed himself before you and to you
求你今天再一次帮助我们
we pray that you help us
让我们清楚看见主你自己的意象
allow us to see clearly your vision for us
成为在这个教会里面被你所推动的人
that I may become a member that is moved by you
一同在这里建造主你自己的事工
that we may together build up your work
好让你的国度再一次被建立起来
may your kingdom again be further built up and extended
你的荣耀在里面再一次被兴起
your glory again be demonstrated and shown forth
我们感谢你在这个地方已经成就了这件大事
We thank you that you have already accomplished so much here.
求你在这个特别的晚上
May you, in this special time like tonight,
求你感动尼希米的灵
The spirit that moved Nehemiah,
加倍的感动我们
Be doubly among us, moving us.
让这个教会能够大大的被你使用
Allow this church to be mightily used by you.
我们这样祷告祈求
We pray,
是奉主耶稣基督的名
In the name of your son Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you.